Nation Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. For the first time in a week, crude oil is flowing again through most of the 2,687-mile Keystone Pipeline, but a section of the conduit in Kansas that leaked nearly 600,000 gallons remained shut off as an investigation of what caused the damage continued. TC Energy, the Canadian operator of the above-ground pipeline, announced Wednesday evening that it was resuming operations of the system that was unaffected by the spill last week in Washington County, Kansas. And a pickup drives through a southwest Kansas business. J.P. Bizette has more.
Liberal police officers observed a Dodge Ram and hit the side of Critter Care and took off. The Dodge Ram was northbound on Kansas Avenue when the driver lost control of the vehicle. Officers made contact with the driver, a 23-year-old male who was being charged with driving without a license and leaving the scene of an accident.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I've been seeing you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Director Tanya Garfield of the U.S. Small Business Administration's Disaster Field Operations Center West reminds small non-farm businesses in 27 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska of the Monday, December 19, 2022 deadline to apply for an SBA federal disaster loan for economic injury. These low-interest loans are to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that began February 22nd of 2022, that includes locally Norton County, among others, and neighboring counties Decatur, Ellsworth, Graham, Phillips, and Sheridan, among others. The neighboring Nebraska counties include Furnace, Gage, Harlan, Jefferson, Knuckles, Pawnee, and Thayer. According to Garfield, small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may apply for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet working capital needs caused by the disaster. And economic injury disaster loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that cannot be paid because of the disaster's impact. Garfield stated that SBA eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster, and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Economic injury assistance is available regardless of whether or not the applicant suffered any property damage. By law, SBA makes economic injury disaster loans available when the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture designates an agricultural disaster, and the secretary declared this disaster on April 18th of 2022. Applicants may apply online, receive additional disaster assistance information, and download applications by visiting disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. Fort Hays State University reminds everyone they will recognize approximately 1,100 graduates during their third annual fall commencement today, Friday, December 16th, for in-person, and tomorrow, Saturday, December 17th, for the virtual ceremonies. Graduates who have chosen to participate in person will be honored in two ceremonies on Friday at Gross Memorial Coliseum, and all graduates will be recognized in two virtual ceremonies on Saturday, and all the ceremonies, in person and virtual, will be broadcast on the Tiger Media Network. Recordings of the virtual ceremonies will be archived on the Tiger Media Network YouTube channel with the link provided on the commencement website under the Programs and Videos tab. The commencement schedule, maps, directions, links to accommodation in Hays, and general information can be found at fhsu.edu/commencement. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now to help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of the flu, and they're already reporting an early spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules and adverse weather, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood that hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply by making an appointment to give. There's no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Phillipsburg this Monday, December 19th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H building on North Highway 183. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on December 12th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. by President Jennifer Miller at the Alice Tweed Center, and seven members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy sent out congratulations to the high school boys basketball team for placing second at the topside tip-off and to the girls for placing sixth. He announced that Norton will be hosting MCL Wrestling on January 27th, and KSDE will be here the 1st of January to complete the audit. Mr. Roy then reported that he received $6,900 as a safety dividend from EMC Insurance, and he also asked the board to accept a donation of $370.64 from the Knights of Columbus to be used for special education. And a motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by John Granberry to accept the donation from the Knights of Columbus for special education, and the motion carried. Librarian Ashley Smith-Maybon presented information on some updates completed in the school libraries. She said she's excited and passionate about improving what the libraries can offer to the students and teachers. She also encourages the community to scan their grocery receipts with the Box Tops for Education app, as so far it has contributed $312 to the library budget. She then spoke on some of the educational activities in the library, along with some future goals. Ben Shears, a Northwest Technical College president, presented information about the college and some of the programs offered. Caitlin Cope, the USD 211 representative, then explained how she works with the high school and local manufacturers and is excited about possible opportunities that they could provide to students and the community. Brian Thompson with Mapes & Miller reviewed USD 211's financial statement and financial procedures with the board, and he reported that the standard audit was clean with no issues or concerns. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Michael Terry to approve the audit as presented, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by John Granberry to give permission to destroy records that can legally be destroyed, and the motion carried. Jennifer Miller gave an update from the last NCK-SEC meeting. Michael Terry reported on the last PDC meeting, and Dina Winty reported that the next Curriculum Council meeting will be on January 10th. After four executive sessions, the board returned to open meeting at 8:30 p.m., and a motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Sean Katz to accept the resignation from Holly Van Skyke as high school math and science teacher and Scholar Bowl sponsor effective at the conclusion of the 2022-2023 school year. And the motion carried 7-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Jamie Amlong to accept the retirement of Marilyn Dix with much appreciation for her 23 years of dedication in the Eisenhower Elementary School cafeteria. And the motion carried 7-0. A motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by John Granberry to approve the November 21st, 2022 PDC meeting minutes and points, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Jamie Amlong to approve the extension of the contract for Superintendent Corey Roy for the 2025-2026 school year, and the motion carried 7-0. President Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:35 p.m. The Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team played against Golden Plains in Rexford on December 15th, and Coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys improved their record to 5-2 with a hard-fought 44-38 win over the Golden Plains Bulldogs. Three Huskies scored in double figures, led by Lucas Hansen with a season-high 15 points, Tate Talheim added 14 points, and Connor David 10 points on the night. The Northern Valley B team boys won their second game of the season, winning 7-4 in two quarters of play, and four Huskies scored to contribute to the win. The Huskies season will continue after Christmas break when they will host Logan Palco on January 5th in Almena. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
You know, Norton has something new, and it might be just what you're looking for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list. Norton Glass now offers custom auto window tinting. Custom auto window tinting is both practical and unique, and now available at Norton Glass. Also available is custom shower glasses, windows for both home and auto, and also pit repair for autos. Call 877-3282 or stop in at 116 North Norton. Merry Christmas from Norton Glass, now offering auto tinting.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Agricultural renewable energy efforts are getting a major boost in funding. Gary Crawford has the details.
Over the last couple of years, the USDA's Renewable Energy for America program, REAP, has provided grants and loan guarantees for 2,800 projects across the country.
To help create and put together renewable energy systems on the farm and in communities, to purchase, install, and construct energy efficiency improvements on the farm.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has just announced new investments of more than $300 million for 844 new renewable energy projects in 46 states. Lots of different kinds of projects being funded. For example, a family farm in Iowa is getting a $16,000 grant.
And they're going to basically use this to install a more energy efficient grain drying system, which they expect will save about $8,100 a year in energy costs.
And there are hundreds of projects just being funded now. Vilsack says besides the money in the REAP program, USDA is going to fund new projects using $250 million from the Inflation Reduction Act. Farmers can apply for grants for those projects from now through March 31st. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And in a last-minute effort, get get the H-2A reform finished before Congress adjourns. Lawmakers have introduced a new bill. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and Washington State Representative Dan Newhouse introduced the Affordable and Secure Food Act. Legislation will reform the H-2A temporary agricultural worker program by expanding H-2A visas to year-round jobs for the first time, modernizing the application process, creating more wage certainty, and ensuring critical protections for farm workers. Senator Bennett said that the plan is broadly supported by farmers, by labor, by immigration advocates, and by business. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com. Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll stay cold across Kansas today with high pressure taking over the weather pattern through the weekend, but parts of our state will get a little warm up tomorrow and temperatures will be up statewide by Sunday back to near average levels. We should have sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday. In the meantime, below-average daytime highs continue today in most locations, staying in the low to mid-30s, but a little bit warmer in our southern tier counties. No precipitation expected, at least through Monday, and no big storm systems headed our way for a while. On the map, heading into the afternoon, we have a northwesterly flow in the higher reaches of the atmosphere with high pressure near the Texas Panhandle and a strong high pressure system in the northern and central Rockies. Not bad for Kansas today. We'll have sunshine, but it will be cold. Some occasional clouds in our northern counties and still breezy wind out of the west or northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overnight, pretty cold. Our western high plains dipping into the single digits and low teens will be mostly in the teens and low 20s elsewhere under clear skies and a little bit breezy. Looking at Saturday, strong high pressure builds in the central Rockies, eventually getting a low pressure downslope trough developing over eastern Colorado. That'll help get our western counties back into the 40s with 30s east. Sunday looks fair. Temperatures up a few more degrees. We're back in the 40s statewide with sunshine. Today's highs in the northwestern counties, upper 20s to low 30s, single digits and low teens overnight. Upper 20s and low 30s north central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper teens. Low to mid 30s northeast and low 20s for the overnight lows. Low to mid 30s southwest, and tonight we're in the low teens. South central, mid to upper 30s with upper teens and low 20s for tonight. In the southeast counties, mid to upper 30s, and tonight, low 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.